It's news time on KCIM with News Director Nathan Cones.
Thank you very much, John, and good morning, everyone. Officials have confirmed with media outlets that a body was recovered in a Sac County field yesterday. At approximately 2 p.m., the Sac County Sheriff's Office was notified by an individual that a body had been found in a field about a mile from the same intersection where the missing Wall Lake trucker David Schultz's semi was discovered back in November of 2023. Law enforcement has not positively identified the body, but Schultz's family has confirmed via social media and with other media outlets that it was indeed him. So Schultz's body has been sent to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office for positive identification as well as an autopsy. So likely going to take a week or two till we get anything official from them. And of course, Carroll Broadcasting will update you when those official reports are available. Looking elsewhere, the Carroll Community School District has approved the designs for the new proposed transportation facility and will now move into the construction documents phase of that project. During Monday's meeting, DLR Group presented the final design for the board to approve before moving into that next phase and being one step closer to construction. Eric Barron, architect principal, says he understands the community concerns about the price tag and that DLR respects the district's budget. Still, the district has used the current building for over 30 years, and Barron says it's served its purpose.
The community always says, hey, let's put the dollars into the education, right, into the academics, into all the stuff that's seen publicly. And that is fantastic, and I agree with that 100%. But what happens is by doing that every time, start to take away from the operational support that services those academics and services those things. This is, I think, a case in point where you've done great on that academic, on the school side, and now we need to support the operations that help support that academic learning.
Barron said the city of Carroll has approved using a rock floor at the site instead of a cement floor if that was a route the district wanted to take to potentially lower construction costs. Board member Stacy McCauley asked if the kitchen could be reduced or created to be less extravagant to help with the cost savings. Barron said at this point the district would save little money due to construction material costs, but instead would just be shuffling money around, losing out on some benefits that the design that they're proposing could provide.
One of the things that we've tried to do is lay this out as efficiently as we can with some of the parameters. So when we're working with precast concrete, it likes to be kind of boxy. In generalities, to answer your question, probably not much that we can do at this point. And the reason being is if we were to reduce, let's say, this north edge, that would be then reduce your workshop area. If we kind of push everything down this way, we would begin to squeeze your maintenance bay. We'd probably be losing the entryway rather than having it direct on the west with western winds blowing in and things like that. I'm trying to take into account environmental factors as well. The crew room that you have, I would say, is probably about the size of your mechanic's office right about here. So there's really no great place for them other than out in the maintenance bay to gather. When Jeff does like an all-staff meeting, or it's really kind of cramped. So I think this will give you a little bit of room.
Board member Jim Friel asked what the cost savings would be if the board only approved of the base bid design. Barron said they'd be roughly saving $30,000 to $50,000, which would be the 7.5% or 6.5% fee, rather, I should say, since the district would not be taking the cold storage unit to bid. Board member Dwayne Horsley noted if the district were to approve the entire design, it does not mean they would go with the full project, as they could still turn down the alternates during the bidding process. Barron confirmed Horsley's thinking, saying this was only to approve the design as presented to begin preparing those bid documents.
If you proceed with all the options, right, and we just bid the whole thing, you will have all those numbers on July 11th. The board then can choose to accept any combination of that. If you decide on that July date that you only want to go with number one and not do number one and two, you'll have the cost for those. Our fee then, the 25% of our fee of that 6-some-odd%, I would not charge that to you because you're not going to proceed into that phase for those two alternates. Everything we do, we try to do additive for you, so we build the infrastructure. So today, we don't want to do it, but let's do it in 5 years. You already have the design, it's already been mapped out. You would, at that point, then just be reissuing it for bid. You'll have the bid costs, and then if you choose to construct it, the construction value at that time. But the design cost is already baked into what we've done thus far.
With the board's approval of the entire design, DLR Group is now entering the next phase of that project. The tentative schedule shows June 17th is when a bid date and public hearing are planned for, and as of now, the district is looking to receive bids for each scenario that could be constructed with the base bids and the alternates, but it's not clear which route the district will take at this moment. The bidding phase is expected to close on July 11th, with potential construction beginning before the next school year starts. And just looking at that project real quick, base bid was right around $5 million presented at a Carroll Community School District meeting earlier this year. On the high end, just under $15 million if all of the alternates are included. So the board will need to decide where they're going to land on that project for that transportation facility. But that's going to be wrapping up your KCIM 8 o'clock news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
So we were talking about the NFL draft. We got to find out where Cooper DeJean is going to go. Widely expected to go in the first round, probably late in that first round. But apparently he was speaking with Yahoo Sports the other day, and they said teams were kind of messing with him a little bit, that said, does he think that he could take Caitlin Clark one-on-one
yes.
in a basketball game? And apparently
absolutely.
Cooper said, yeah, I think I could win that. And he goes, she might outscore me for a bit, but he goes, I think I could come back and win that one.
Yeah, so the real question is how well can he shoot, right? I mean, the kid, Cooper's an athlete. I can imagine just physical differences between the two. It wouldn't even be close. I would bet $1,000 on Cooper DeJean. I'll take that bet right now.
That it would be very interesting to see, wouldn't it?
I think it would be a slaughter. I don't think it would be close at all.
You know what? I'm thinking, you know, just watching the ball handling ability of Caitlin Clark is amazing. She can get by just
about anybody. Have you watched Cooper DeJean
play? Not basketball, not lately.
But I mean, she's not going to be just embarrassing Cooper DeJean. Like, not gonna no.
Just, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, that step back of hers, that is money. I'm telling you.
I will clear my bank account. Savings. I'll pull a second mortgage on my house. Cooper DeJean. Undoubtedly.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now you're getting serious there. So
it's comical to even consider it.
Good thing I don't bet on sports. I don't do it. I would lose all my money because I bet with my head instead of my heart instead of my head. So
I am betting with my head here.
I would think it was making me close, but I would probably take Caitlin Clark in the end on that one. So 8:18, that's a look at what's happening with news, but would love to see it. We'd love to see that matchup sometime.